What do you attribute to the fact that you've been so dominant against the Titans?
I don't know. You know, this league is very much about each game is different. So, I mean, we play them twice a year. So, of course, you get an extra opportunity against every other team. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a team thing. I mean, every year is different. Every team's different. They have different players. They have different guys. So, I can't say that it's all because of one team or one organization. It's just every year and every game is a little bit different.
Talking about their offense specifically, their running game.
Yeah, I mean, they've obviously done a great job. I mean, they have a good offensive line. They have good running backs. They have a quarterback who can run. So, I mean, they do a really good job, and they've obviously worked very hard to improve that area of their team, and I think it's been successful for them. So we obviously see it as a big key to the game, and you have to have respect for a team. I think they're second in the league in rushing right now, and you have to look at that and respect it.
You lead the team in quarterback hits. You got very close to get some sacks. You feel like it's about to happen. You feel like you're starting to finish play the third where you want to.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, stat watching becomes very tricky because, you know, just because the numbers may not be there or whatever it may be, it's not necessarily always reflective of exactly what's happening. If I have to take on two guys or three guys for our guys to go get four forced fumbles in a game, I'll do that all game long. I don't care if I end the year with zero sacks, but we have 40 as a team and 20 forced fumbles. I'll take that all day long. So it's especially the older I get in my career and the more that I don't care about the stats. I mean, to be honest with you, all I want to do is win football games. But they will come, like you said, the hits are there, they're coming. But if teams are going to throw the whole house in the kitchen sink at me, we have some incredible players who are going to make some great plays.
What you've seen on film since you weren't able to go against them last year, they drafted Conklin in the first round, and you were one of the reasons. What do you think about him, what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. I think that he's obviously come in and played very well, played at a very high level. Their whole offensive line has done a great job. I mean, that's in order to have a good running game, in order to have one of the top-rated rushing attacks in the league, you have to have a good offensive line. So I give those guys a lot of credit. And I think he's coming and done a great job, and I look forward to playing against him.
JJ, how are the rules different when the quarterback can hurt you running?
Yeah, you just have to be smart. I mean, he's obviously a guy that is very good with his legs, so you just have to be smart about it. You have to be disciplined. You have to control your rush lanes. You have to control making sure everybody knows their assignment, knows what to do. But as long as everybody's aware of it and understands the situation, then you handle it. There seems to be a lot of guys in the league today who have that ability. So the situation arises, and you just make sure you handle it.
Do you like it as a defensive lineman, the fact that this division is kind of playing throwback football to running the ball a lot?
I think it's, it is getting a little bit of downhill running attacks, a little bit of old school style, I guess. But it's fun. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. And as a defensive lineman, it's fun because it makes you earn third down. It makes you earn pass rushing. And that's fun. So you have to go out there and you better play good on first and second down if you want a good pass rushing situation on third down. Yeah, I enjoy it. It's you got to stick your hand in the ground, get down and dirty, and make sure that you play tough-nosed football, take on some double teams, make some plays.
You guys are at home here for three in a row, and for all the travels that you guys have had, the Greenbrier, you know, going to New Orleans, obviously being displaced with Harvey, and a couple road games here. Do you guys feel like this is a chance for you guys to build something, some momentum, considering you're at home for three straight weeks and not have to worry about anything else?
Yeah, it's nice to settle into a regular season schedule. Obviously, staying here at home for the next 3 weeks is going to be great in front of our home fans. And also just, you know, we had the Thursday night game, and then you're playing after it. So it's nice to have a schedule that's just set in season, regular week schedule, playing at home in front of our crowd. You're hoping to obviously slide into a bit of a groove here and have some good success off of it.
Do you see a different running style from Murray and also Henry, or do you see some similarities?
I think they have some similarities, some differences. I think they're both very successful, and I think that when you have two guys of that caliber that are able to interchange with each other, I think that's where you get some really good success. You know, one guy gets tired, the other guy steps right in, and I think it's that's where they have success. But it's a nice and fun challenge for a defense, knowing that they have a couple guys back there and a quarterback that can run So we need to make sure we do a really good job in that category.
What do you think about the job Cunningham's doing in replacing Cush?
I think he's doing a good job. I think that he's gaining confidence each week. I think he's gaining experience. I think he's continuing to grow into himself, and it's going to take all year. I mean, he's still a rookie. He's still only played 3 games, but he's continuing to grow. And I think for him it's going to be that continued confidence as he builds that up. He's got the speed. I mean, he's got the athleticism. He's got what it takes. The more he gains experience and he starts to see the things more quickly and more clearly, he's going to continue to grow and be a very good player.
JJ, what do you like about how your team has bounced back and moved on after a difficult loss?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very difficult loss, obviously. Very good football team on the road. Obviously, we would love to come away with that one. But you watch the film, you learn from it, you grow from it. You take away the things that you can take away from it, and you turn the page. I mean, it's the National Football League. You have to. There's another very, very good football team coming in here this week, and we want to make sure we put our best foot forward.
Because of your dad and because of your family and who you are, you have certain feelings about the flag and patriotism and police force, firefighters, all those things. What's your personal feeling on how things have happened, people kneeling, standing, all that stuff that's happened? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everybody's right to have whatever opinion and feeling that they'd like to have. I mean, that's each individual's right. That's what's great about this country is everybody has the freedom of speech. I think that I can speak to what I've seen recently in the last month or so and the incredible nature of people coming together and the unity that people showed in the midst of Hurricane Harvey, in the midst of Hurricane Irma, everybody in Puerto Rico helping out. I mean, it's incredible to see what people do when they come together for a common cause. And obviously it's a very difficult time in our country. I mean, there's division. But I think that I can only speak to what I've personally seen in the last month, and that's people of all races, of all ethnicities, of all backgrounds, of all financial situations coming together to help each other out. And I think that that has been such an incredible thing for me to witness, and it also gives a great amount of hope in my eyes. So I think that those are the types of things we have to build off of. I think there's obviously a lot of things that conversations have been started, and it's great. And I think that the more we can come together and the more we can be unified, the better off we're going to be as a country.
In terms of how the NFL players were kind of thrust into it all with what happened prior to the game and how the teams reacted, what's your personal feeling on kneeling or standing when the anthem's played at games and what that message could be?
I mean, I think that obviously our whole team chose to stand together and lock arms, and what it does is it shows unity. I mean, we care about each other, and NFL locker room is one of the most diverse places you'll find. There's people from all different backgrounds. There's people from all different family situations. There's people from all over the country. And I think that the one thing that I know is that we all care about each other, and we all care about the issues and the values that each person deals with and each person holds near and dear to them. And so I think it sparks some great conversations. I think that it's opened people's eyes. And I think that the one thing I know is I love every guy in that locker room. And when we stand up, when we lock arms together, it's because we truly care about each other and we truly feel that bond with each other. I mean, we haven't spoken about it as a team. I mean, I would imagine so. I would imagine so.
When Jadeveon got into the end zone last week, you and a couple of teammates were right there with him, and he kind of pushed y'all back to give him space. You have any idea what y'all are going to see next?
I didn't, and then once he started, I kind of figured out what he was going to do, but I mean, that's just exciting. I mean, that's football at its finest, you know. I mean, scoring a defensive touchdown is one, for us, it's the most exciting thing you can possibly do, so that was awesome. It was great, and hopefully we have many, many more of those, and we can celebrate them all day long.
You were saying earlier about you have so many guys, when you see Christian and JD and Whitney doing what they're doing, has your confidence level in the guys around you changed over time or heading into this year? Was it really high just because of who these guys are and what they can do?
I think I've always had confidence in them. I think that we're really comfortable with each other. I think that we really have a really good understanding of how each guy plays the game and how we can all help each other out the most. And I think that it's an extremely unselfish group. We don't care who gets the play. We don't care who gets the sack. We don't care who scores a touchdown. We all are excited to see team success. And so there's situations where maybe it's JD taking on a double team and somebody's coming free off the edge, or on Gilly's sack up the middle. JD nobody will ever see. JD took on a double team right there to take a blocker off of Gilly coming straight up the gut. JD's not going to get any credit. It's not going to show up on the stat sheet. But he took on that double team, and we got a forced fumble out of it. Unfortunately, falls right back in their hands. But those are the type of things that, you know, may not always show up on the stat sheet, but we got guys all over the field doing things like that. And that's what team defense is really about, and that's when you become successful, when that guy taking on a double team doesn't care that he's not getting the credit because the team is being successful because of it.
Did y'all make fun of Devion for getting tackled the week before by quarterback?
I did. I know I did. I mean, he's like the fastest guy in the world, and he got tackled by a quarterback. So, yeah, absolutely. I think he rectified it this week, though, so there's no making fun of him this week.
On where some of the you mentioned Harvey earlier and the things you've seen. Do you have any update on what's happening with the foundation and
yeah.
that fund?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've personally, one of the things I really want to do myself is personally speak to and meet with each organization that we're going to be working with. So I've been meeting, having the calls and meeting with them, and obviously being in a full-time football season, Tuesday is really my day to do that. So over the last 2 weeks, it's been sit-down meetings in person with some of the organizations. It's been phone calls. Again, just making sure that I do it, all my due diligence and do my due justice because, I mean, it's $37 million. I just want to make sure that I'm doing it all the right way and that we take our time and do it right. But we're definitely getting there, and as soon as I have the exact final plan, I will definitely let you guys know.
Bring in anybody to help you with this?
I have a really good team of core people around me, yeah. So there's a couple people that are What's that? I have, it's my normal team plus a couple people, but it's not, that's what's beautiful about it is it's all volunteer people who are donating their time to help me out and making sure that we do this thing right. And the one thing, like I said, is I wanted to do is make sure that I was in every single conversation and meeting because people trust me in this situation. I want to make sure that I'm personally ensuring that it's being done the right way. Thank you, guys.